Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Craig Bolanos on in just a bit, and I'll mention this to Craig again, but he is now 21 out of 22 times coming on this show where the markets end up in the green. That's an incredible record.
Got to keep them coming on.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But you can't do it every day. But I do kind of sometimes say, well, after a couple red days in a row, I'm like, let's get Craig on. And then the market turns green. Works out well. That's all we got to do. I can't trade on that. That'd be insider trading, though, I think. So I guess I can't tell everyone when he's
Don't give away your secrets.
Yeah, there you go. I was looking up statistics for really hot baseball starts after talking about the Craig Bolanos number for how green he has been in the markets. And he's somewhere up at 21 out of 22 times that he comes on the air that the markets end up green. And I was looking up the best baseball stats in history, and turns out no one has ever done that well. Craig Bolanos joins us now. Hey, Craig, how you doing?
Hey, all is good. You know what, though, John? For $700 a night, you're guaranteed to get slippers and a fine bathrobe.
Oh, yeah, at the St. Regis. I was just reading the stat. We were getting you back on the line. But no baseball team has ever started 21-1. But that is your record coming on this show and a good day on the market. So thanks for coming on, bud.
I was feeling good when your producer called me because I said, yeah, hey, who would have known? Maybe McCarthy and President Biden can, in fact, get together. And we will, in fact, I mean, it's not in stone yet, but it's looking like we will raise this debt ceiling for a 79th time in 65 years. I do think you accurately called that when we spoke just last week.
Yeah, I thought this time might be a little different, and we're not there yet. And it is different in that different parties and different have leverage as opposed to back in 2011. The situations are different, but as long as we get to the end goal, I mean, that's really what matters. And do you think that's what was driving the markets today?
I think that is all that drove the markets today. It was just good news, and it was some relief on the debt ceiling, which really overhangs and overshadows everything that's happening. You know, it certainly wasn't earnings, you know, although after the bell, I mean, Target did come and had in a good beat. And I think what's amazing to most investors that are listening to you and I banter this evening is people are probably wondering why all of this seemingly negative news and negative sentiment hasn't seemed to bring the stock market down yet, right, John?
Right, and it hasn't. I mean, we've seen days here and there, and maybe not as hot as we came out of the gate at the start of the year, but for the most part, we've been treading water, Craig. And has there been enough good news to counterbalance it, and to maybe even the sentiment changing from okay, maybe we'll have a recession to either maybe we won't, or maybe it really will be a shallow one? Has that changed enough to warrant just kind of a flat couple months?
You know what? You made a fantastic simile. Maybe it was a metaphor. You remember Stranger Things?
Oh, yeah.
What was it called? The Upside Down World?
Yep.
Uh-huh. So let's go there again. So there is no shortage of things that can go wrong with the economy and markets, right? We might have a hard landing. Maybe the Federal Reserve goes ahead and hikes rates. Maybe the inflation, which is down 10 consecutive months in a row, decides to stop declining. And maybe the earnings guidance, which has been lowered, maybe it really needs to get cut. And in normal times and in normal markets, I would say all this formidable list of potential negatives would pressure stocks. But we have to have the context, so let me give it to you. We just experienced the worst year in the market since the Great Recession in 2022. And the market is still well below its all-time highs. And this market has adopted a very new show-me state of mind. So put more bluntly, all those risks that we mention and you and I talk about all the time, the longer they don't materialize, the further behind investors and some money managers will be behind the broad-based indices, and the more catch-up they're going to have to do putting dollars to work, which will continue to support stocks. That's exactly where we are today, this day, May 17th of 23.
I want to ask you a little bit deeper about that, what you just said. We got to hit a break, though. Craig and his fine team at Wealth Management Group can be reached at investwithwmg.com. 833-WMG-PLAN. We'll talk with more and with Craig in a moment, but first, weather traffic. How we doing, Mayor? Craig, did you know that one?
I'm going to be sincere. I would have guessed wrong.
Yes.
So congratulations to that listener. Talk about wicked smart.
Right. Well, this is the second day of the question, so eventually you run out of countries and you get one right. All right, Craig Bolanos, here's my question for you. Question of the day for Craig Bolanos. We were talking about how we've been kind of flat for a while. I'm looking at the S&P 500 over the last 6 months. You know, on November the 30th, it was at 4080, right? Yesterday, it's at 4109, so 29-point difference with the little some peaks and valleys in there. So fairly flat. Which is more true? The longer it's flat, even with bad news, means we're going to be off to the races because it's withstood some, you know, not so great times. High interest rates, not so bad news, and it stayed flat for a while. That's good news. Or it stays flat for so long that instead the opposite is true. Why isn't this thing moving? We must not be headed in the right direction, and the market goes down. I guess you would love to have that crystal ball, but walk us through which one, the difference between those two and what you think about them.
I got to tell you, the longer we consolidate, the longer you trade sideways, the longer you're rage bound, you're right. We're either going to break up or we're going to break down. And you want to know which one I think.
Yes.
I actually think we're more likely to break up to the upside. That's good. Not you and I break up. We're not dating. But the market breaks higher the longer we consolidate for one simple reason. When I look at the numbers from some of the retailers, like Home Depot that came out yesterday, here's what I see. I see a consumer that's becoming more selective. I see a consumer that's becoming more sensitive to price. But I see a consumer that is continuing to spend. And do you know what that means? When our economy is driven by consumers, even if they're a little bit more deliberate and thoughtful, dare my mother would call it frugal, you know what? That's typical of a slowdown, a.k.a. a soft landing, not a hard landing. Because in a hard landing, that's where the consumer spending collapses altogether. We're not seeing that.
Right.
So I acknowledge the bottom of this thing is September 30th. And again, we retested that bottom on October 14th. That's down in the 3,500 range. I think if we get through the debt ceiling, I think if some of these other things continue to play out, next stop on this move could be 4,300. But even if something big and bad comes, I don't think we're taking out that September 30th low. That's good news for anybody who wants to recommit to being a long-term investor.
Yeah, I would agree that these companies seem to be, even when you get a disappointing earnings, you know, we still see spending. Like retail sales were less than expected, but they were still up yesterday, 0.4%, right? You look at debt that consumers have, you know, normally from the fourth quarter of the previous year to the first quarter of the next year, it goes down as people pay off the bills for the money they spent on the holidays. It actually stayed even or went up a little bit for the first time in over 20 years, which I'm not saying is a good thing to carry a credit balance, but it does lead me to believe that people are still spending some money and it doesn't portend to see some giant drop off.
No, that's just it. I think ultimately, you know, the stock market is a reflection of the economy. Corporate earnings are a reflection of the economy, and the economy is a reflection of the consumer. And I think we've just learned time and time again, don't bet against the American consumer. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. All these problems in the regional bank might still come to fruition. Again, this is not the great financial crisis. This is just what happens if the banks start to lend out less money. I mean, that's a definite risk. I call that, you know, tightness in credit to make it fancy. But at the end of the day, everyone's leaning one way. Everyone's leaning, waiting for this horrific, divisive, nasty recession to come. And the longer we go without these bad things occurring, the better off we are. Kind of like we've all been waiting for aliens to invade Los Angeles since Will Smith made that movie back in 1996.
Oh, yeah.
What was it called?
Men in Black. right?
Oh, no, Independence Day.
Yes.
We're with the fantastic speech from the president.
Right.
So, you know, hey, aliens still haven't invaded Los Angeles. And look, the longer we go without it, the Dow keeps climbing. So I don't think that should be the strategy. It's an oversimplification. But I do think the answer to your question is the longer we consolidate, the more likely we are to break up or break down. And right now, the weight of evidence is so incredibly indifferent. But when I read between the lines, this consumer is hanging in there. And that just might mean larger gains are ahead later this year. I didn't say in the summer. I said later in 2023.
I think a lot of people with their 401ks would certainly be happy about that. Craig, we got to let you go. Someone texted in that Craig Bolanos is basically like the 2013 Blackhawks, who went 21-0-3 to start the season, basically half of that season in a strike-shortened season, a lockout, I should say. So that's a good comparison. They went on to win the Cup, Craig, so you'll take that.
I'll take that every day of the week because that was my favorite sports season entire history of my life. Oh, the glory days. John, it's been great. Thanks for having me on. Love you. Love your show. Thanks for all the work that you do for us listeners.
You too, sir. I appreciate it. Craig Bolanos, investwithwmg.com, 833-WMG-PLAN. Trust me, if you need some help, if you want someone to look over things for you, the Wealth Management Group is a great place to get started with that and all that they do.